This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hour three of the nation here on 105.3 The Fan, an overreaction Cowboys Monday, although I don't think much could be considered an overreaction if you were down about this football team after giving up 44 to the Denver Broncos. 469 says, as a former high school coach with a state championship, I'll say this about the Cowboys and their personnel. The coaches can't make chicken salad out of chicken bleep. And if they win seven games this year, I'll be surprised. That's your guy, Coach R, out there. Salute to you. Just got done with a shoddy presser. He said Malik Hooker has one more week until his return. They're going to track how Donovan Wilson looks throughout the year. Did not get any updated thoughts on Trayvon Diggs. He clarified yesterday they want to take the chance to get him close to 100%, saying the knee has been problematic. So hopefully as you look forward to the rest of this season, you actually get Diggs.
The other knee.
Really?
It's not the hurt knee. It's the other knee that they're dealing with.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's got a couple of things going on there. But
yeah.
He's not going to be back, before, at least three more weeks.
Yeah.
And, you have to wonder what all they have to do to go out there and put together a decent defense. But he said it just comes down to executing better. I think this is more of a front office topic than a coaching staff topic at this point, looking at the names on the back of those jerseys yesterday. We got to step aside to get back on clock. And when we return, we will have that sports hodgepodge that we promised next year on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, and we're back. It's the G-Bag Nation here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Segment's brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first. 214-817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Let's hit it. Time for a sports hodgepodge. Here's the Chief.
Yeah, let's take a look at the football weekend right after this. TJ Houshmandzadeh. Could you just rate my guy here on a scale of 1 to 10?
You don't think it's rude what you just did?
Who's literally listening to this anyway? Is anyone
Well,
listening
it is the home of the Cowboys.
Well, no one, exactly.
We
no one's
thousands.
Listening.
I did a radio show when I first got here, and they told me I was fat.
The brisket sando, that is hard to beat.
LeVar, you want to get in on this?
I'm not in on that. Rude mother.
Ooh, he almost cussed.
Then they called me the Girthquake or some stupid.
I do like the Girthquake. That's a nice nickname.
Don't be
little shock jock stuff.
Okay, week 8 has a chance to maybe be historically bad from an NFL slate standpoint. Only one game decided by one score. That hasn't happened since week 14 of 1970. Wow. 18 and a quarter average margin of victory is the 8th most all time.
The witching hour was perhaps the least dramatic of all time.
Yeah, it really was. Perfect time to get the concessions going and
no losses became wins.
Yeah, yeah.
No, there was no witching hour.
Click back into dad mode. My wife's like, "Wow, I can't believe you're like really associating with us right now." I'm like, "I know, honey. I missed you guys." Little did she know, it's the worst slate of witching hour football we've ever seen. 8 games featured quarterbacks that weren't their week one starters. Like Kirk Cousins, done, toast, absolutely cooked, washed in every way. Carson Wentz is on IR, by the way.
So he's had season-ending surgery.
Yeah, his situation just got
they left. I mean, that shoulder looked terrible. Quick. They just left him in the game.
Maybe that's why he was crying. He was in so much physical pain.
Yeah.
And he knew that his career was just over, as it gets. We'll get to the John Gruden Nicey Players of the Week, but I do want to pour one out for our guy, Cam Scataboo. That looked nasty.
Disgusting.
I mean, and he's like reaching his hands up to his player to like get help up. Like yeah. It's like he didn't realize in real time that his ankle was turned the complete other way. Really unfortunate injury right there.
You see Big Dom delivered some
pizzas
and Philly cheesesteaks.
Pizza and cheesesteaks, man. Yeah, that's that nice filthy guy. Hospitality right there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's – I mean, I guess when you're in the hospital and you're – looks like your season's probably done. I don't know. Have we gotten word on
Big Dom – oh, his season's over.
When the ankle's turned that way.
Yeah.
That's just immediate. That's out for.
He just tweeted the surgery went successful and thanked Philly for taking the best care of him. And we'll see if he's back next.
Miles Garrett, we don't feel bad
back
for
next
you.
Next week.
Next year.
Oh. I thought you said next week.
Maybe. I mean, hey, I wouldn't put it past him. He's a crazy animal.
Yeah.
I mean, he kind of got lucky that it was just a dislocation, right? There wasn't like – that could have been Dak – compound fracture territory.
It looked like it for a second.
Oof, it was ugly.
Gross.
So was the Browns' loss to the Patriots. 5 sacks, a single game franchise record for Miles Garrett and the Cleveland Browns. He's talking about how he just wishes they could have won that game and he would give away all those amazing plays that he made if they could have just won the game.
What do you think was going to happen when you re-signed them?
Not a guy we feel bad for. Sorry, Miles.
You would take him in a trade, though.
Well, let's get you into Cowboys.
If you want to go ahead and hit that eject button now in Cleveland, we'll welcome it.
Make it happen, Jerry.
19 first-round picks later. But he became the first player in NFL history to have 5 sacks and lose by more than 3 points because, of course, Cleveland lost by 19. Dylan Gabriel with one of the worst safeties of all time, throwing the ball. Just clean pocket, throws the ball to nobody, and there you go, intentional grounding. That'll be 2 points for the Patriots.
He's had a very Bennett Broaddus-like career in high school football.
Yeah.
Bennett would throw for like 500 yards and lose by 18.
That's the way football goes sometimes.
It's toughy.
We give him a high five afterwards.
Bad.
Game of hell, son.
Yeah, high five.
I did, man. I'd stand out there. I'm like, hey, son, you're doing the best you can.
Played your heart out today, man.
Played your heart out.
Don't look at the scoreboard.
Oh, he knew. The running clock. Hey, listen, the running clock is a parent's best friend in football.
Good call.
Yeah.
All right. Well, our best friend in football is Jonathan James Gruden.
Is that his real name?
Of course it is. Fact check me. No, don't do that. Here is
we never do
the Week 8 Nicey Players
about
of the Week.
To say, that did not sound familiar.
It's professional
like
ball sacker.
Pick apart a defense.
I like
really
players
when they tear apart the defense.
I'm in a nightmare.
I love it when they shred a defense. Guys like Jonathan Taylor of the Indianapolis Colts. He leads the league in rushing. And he had another 153 yards yesterday against the Tennessee Titans. Did you see that 80-yard touchdown run?
Yes.
13 yards a carry. The Titans, remember? Guys like James Cook of the Buffalo Bills. You know, the Bills needed a wake-up call yesterday at Carolina. 6-3, 7 minutes left in the second quarter. and Cook takes off on a 64-yard touchdown run.
219 yards, two touchdowns, vision, COD, burst. Let's go, Buffalo!
Ooh. Guys like Breece Hall, the New York Jets. You know, the Jets needed a win in the worst way yesterday, and they went out and got one for their rookie head coach, Aaron Glenn. And Breece Hall is the biggest reason why.
Got me. How about 18 for 133 and two touchdowns? And he threw the game winner. Hall can do it all.
Boom. Guys like Drake May of the New England Patriots. You know, the Patriots are back. They're 6-2, largely because of their young quarterback, Drake May.
282 yards, three touchdowns, and he runs for 50. He looks like Tom Brady with wheels.
Guys like Jordan Love of the Green Bay Packers. You know, Favre was 27 when he won a Super Bowl with the Packers. Mm. So was A-Rod. I think Bart Starr was 27. Jordan Love will be 27 in just a few days. He's 29 for 37 last night, 360 yards, three touchdowns. And he goes out and beats his old mentor, Aaron Rodgers.
Got me 10 different receivers, quick release, awkward deliveries, pinpoint
awkward
bullets.
Deliveries.
Go back. Boom.
Yeah, Jordan Love was nasty last night. 20 straight completions at one point. He did have a couple of those fadeaway balls. Tucker Kraft is an absolute savage animal. But Jonathan Taylor, oh boy.
Yeah.
I mean, just give it to him. Everybody's talking MVP, but we don't have those dumb conversations here in the G-Bag Nation. Huh. 12 carries, 153, two touchdowns. That's oh boy worthy. And leads the league yards from scrimmage and 14 touchdowns on pace for a 2,244-yard, 28-touchdown season. I mean, Adrian Peterson had 2,300 scrimmage yards and 13 total touchdowns when he won the MVP. Can you imagine how bad the quarterbacks were that year? Goodness gracious. But heck of a football weekend for some individuals. The overall slate was poochies.
It's a bit bad.
Yeah, Tucker Kraft, the newest member of the Wookiee Club. Giant, bolter, good hands. He's a big-time problem.
He's violent.
All righty. Let's do a mixed bag, Woolchuck. Where are we going?
Happy Sports Equinox and the return of this delicious dip. That's next in the Nation.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. It's a Cowboys Monday, and we'll be talking more about that coming up in the 5 o'clock hour. It's time now for a mixed bag. Here's Woolchuck with the latest.
All right. Happy Sports Equinox, the 32nd time in history that the big four sports leagues are all playing on the same day. You've got Monday Night Football in the NFL. We've got 11 games in the NBA. We've got two hockey games in the NHL and Game 3 of the World Series tonight, plus Major League Soccer, two playoff games. So all the sports, all the sports tonight, baby.
How often do you say that happens?
This is just the 32nd time in history that this has happened.
In history.
In history. And I think it typically will fall on October night. If we're so lucky.
Yeah.
It's typically when the sports calendar will have that going for us.
Yes. And October, it's borderline overwhelming.
Gosh, it's just the best. It's spooky season.
We embrace it.
We embrace it. We love it.
Which one do you not watch?
Is that a serious question?
Just asking.
Soccer?
Yeah.
Oh, come on, boys.
In fact, FC Dallas even had a playoff game that they lost, and I don't think we've mentioned it.
They were barely playing.
Yeah.
Got whooped.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, Vancouver got all over him?
Yeah, you got two more chances.
Yeah, we're fine. It's fine. FC Dallas. It's a KNC masterpiece. FC Dallas show.
Who's the manager over there at FC Dallas? What are we doing here?
We don't know. We did get a Jory Epstein bomb, though, on Yahoo Sports. She visited with Micah Parsons yesterday, asked about his thoughts on Trayvon Diggs, his buddy. What's going on? We got some quotes here from Micah.
We're all wondering.
Quote, honestly, I feel like they bleeped my dog over. You know what I mean? He's coming off a catastrophic knee injury, and I just didn't think they did right by him. He didn't participate all camp, and he's going out there playing week one and two. I just don't think you do that to a player like that. And the type of knee injury he had, they forced him out there. He has no reps, really.
Man.
He's telling me he was in warm-up phase during week one, even with the ramp-up. I just feel like you just don't do that, says Micah Parsons after their victory yesterday in the locker room, courtesy of Jory Epstein, Yahoo Sports.
Woo! They bleeped my dog over. I mean, I would hope forced him onto the field.
If he knew he wasn't ready, he shouldn't have played. I thought it was premature at the time. I don't know whose idea that it was. Brian told us, we found out last hour or over the weekend that it's his other knee that's hurt now.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think there was any bleeping over here. I think if you listen to Sean this morning, I do think the Cowboys are probably doing Trayvon Diggs a solid here. by keeping all of this in-house, not putting him on NFI so he can continue to collect game checks. And I think this is really a placeholder to figure out, is there an opportunity to move him and to try and just separate here and part ways, and hopefully he goes on to have tremendous success and we're just going to move forward. Or he is going to try and get healthy, and we'll see if maybe he's able to come back and help us later this year. Because clearly a healthy Diggs is a good player. But right now I think there is a lot of unknown that's probably going to come out at some point, but I don't think it's great for Diggs.
No, it's not, but this does help him. You're right. The Cowboys are doing him a solid right now because it presents a narrative, if he does hit free agency, that he just was hurt.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, think that when he gets healthy, he'll be closer to the player that he was. And yeah, you know, I would like to see the Cowboys maybe go after his money a little bit because it's such a significant amount.
And maybe they do. If they can't move him, maybe they do. Maybe that's the next course of action. I think everything might be on the table here.
Well, especially once we get the details on how he got the concussion mm-hmm. at his own house.
Yeah.
I think that will probably tell a large story on what they can do here.
Right.
And I can only fathom how ridiculous the details are.
It's probably quite the story, and I can't wait to hear it. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, but when are you going to get the story?
That's right? the big because now with him on IR, you can't interview him, as yeah. you said on the post game. So yeah. I don't know. Yeah, someone's just going to have to run with it when the time's right.
There's going to be a reporter who's in the know, and at some point they are going to let that cat out of the bag. Yeah.
And I would guess it won't be till after the trade deadline, because I'm sure the Cowboys are wanting to keep it reserved until. If they know they're not moving him, then all right, all bets are off. We'll see after that. Cowboys right now, draft update.
Please.
Pick 15 and pick 31.
I was about to say the Packers sitting at 31 right now.
15 and 31, that's what you're looking at right now. So, you know, if you want to F them picks, hey, go ahead. Move the pick 31 if you want to. Let's go ahead and try and sell. Go get yourself a bona fide stud on defense. Or you keep them. That's what you're looking at right now. And this can always fluctuate as the season goes on. But the Cowboys are 3-4-1. Maybe higher than 15. That just goes to show you the parity of the league. And there are a lot of teams right now that stink in that top 10 with like one or two wins.
You're not going to get to watch the Cowboys in the playoffs, but at least you can hate watch the Packers and hopefully they don't have the first seed. That would be brutal. But, you know, hoping for a wild card loss or something. I think it'll be a top 10 pick by the time we get to the end of the season. A potential three-game losing streak awaits you coming out of the bye maybe. After Oakland or Las Vegas.
Yeah, possibly. I mean, who knows? Maybe they don't win another game. I don't know. I don't think Arizona's going to be easy. Kyler Murray at AT&T Stadium terrifies me. PTSD. That dude doesn't lose there. So this is going to be a tough one on Monday night. If you were pissed off at Chili's, they heard you. They said, we hate when you're mad at us.
The queso is back, baby.
They're bringing it back. The skillet queso is back. They said they're bringing it back very soon. Stay tuned for a date. But Chili's bringing back the skillet queso. Big topic of conversation. I never tried the new queso. I don't know if anyone else did, if it was any good. But the skillet queso on the way back. Great day. I'm here for it.
I made some homemade queso with some Rotel dip and mix Ooh. Over the weekend. My favorite thing to do now is to buy brisket from a place that does it the best. I'm not sure what it was. I think it was Velveeta.
Yeah.
Chop blocks.
Yeah, that's the best way.
And then just chop it and put it in stuff. I'm making brisket omelets. I'm making brisket tacos. Nice. But, you know, this weekend I went with the brisket Rotel. Unbelievable.
We've done that with the HEB, their barbecue spot, and they sell that there. Delicious brisket.
Dude, my dad.
How do you keep
my
queso warm? That it doesn't.
We got a crock pot.
Are you keeping the crock pot?
You should make sure you stir.
Yeah. You just got to make sure. Because that's the worst thing in the world is you put it on a table and then it looks like a plaster, you know, and I hate
you get that film over top of it.
Yeah.
It's so weird.
I don't like that. Just if the crock pot's a good way to do it, keep it warm.
This is the second restaurant that's gotten bullied into going back to traditions.
As they should.
In the last few months.
Absolutely. What's the other one? Cracker Barrel?
You nailed it.
There it is. Ba-boom.
It's almost free publicity if you can just cancel a very popular item or brand.
You know what?
It's like a roll back and then roll out.
Right. You get the hate, but now you're still out there. You're in the news. And then you're like, you know what? Hey, we heard you.
Do you think that they did some things to maybe try and improve it a little bit?
I think they thought that this was an improvement, but no, I don't. Evidently, it's not.
You don't take away the skillet. And imagine that things are going to get better.
Yeah, the skillet queso was delicious.
That's the perfect.
See, that's what I'm saying. Obviously, they thought at one point in time it wasn't any good. So now do you go back and say, oh, let's roll it back out there?
Yep.
And when they originally thought it wasn't any good.
I think it was managing all the little skittles or the skittles and washing them. And it's probably labor intensive.
That can be taxing.
Absolutely.
Pretty heavy.
Bad news for the Red Raiders. Texas Tech backup quarterback Will Hammond. He's going to miss the remainder of the season.
Have we started our normal quarterback yet?
He got an ACL. Baron Morton's supposed to be back this week. Checked with my brother-in-law.
I think this is the fifth or sixth week in a row we've had a quarterback situation, right?
Yeah, well, Tex, this is tough because he's supposed to start next year for him. Like, he was the quarterback in waiting, and now, I don't know, that's going to be in jeopardy. They might have to hit the transfer portal this upcoming offseason. I hope they don't go. They were already. By the way, I got asked about our guy at UNT.
Texas, by the way.
Yeah.
Speaking of transfer portal.
Sniffing around.
Mm-hmm.
Texas A&M.
They're sniffing. Oh, they're sniffing.
6 of 11 starters at Texas A&M transfer portal on defense.
Well, here you go. You win in the portal.
Yeah.
You're going to win games.
Yeah.
Jeez. I mean, damn. That's impressive. Works.
If you got the money, obviously you're wanting to recruit and get the 5-year guys or whatever, but those are rare.
They are rare.
Just hit the portal in the NIL. And forget about giant payouts for your head coach. Just take all that money and throw it at players. Any coach can win.
Yeah. Marcus Freeman, speaking of coaches, turned down the Florida and Penn State overtures. Said, I'm not interested. Staying at Notre Dame. So Marcus Freeman not going anywhere unless maybe LSU comes a knocking. But that's going to be way too expensive. I don't think the Tigers can afford him.
Me personally, that Florida job sounds really, really interesting. The problem is now coaching in the SEC and now coaching in the Big Ten. The fact that he's an independent, he has a chance every year to get in the playoffs.
Yeah.
He's not tied to a conference.
He's not tied to a damn thing. Last thing here in the mix bag. I don't know how interested we are in this, Lucius. Floyd Mayweather and Manny Pacquiao are in talks for a potential rematch in 2026. The fight is being explored as another Netflix boxing event. Do we even care?
Is it a real-life sanctioned fight? Or is it one of those exhibition things again?
I feel like this would be an exhibition, don't you?
Yeah. Giving a little money to Manny. Take this little money, get on out of here, buddy. I'm good. Because when Floyd's in it, it's always a game. Remember, we seen him holding up the old boy last fight.
Yeah, Logan Paul.
Yeah, no, I'm good, bro.
Yeah, me too.
Sounds like a money grab to me. The first time they fought 10 years ago, it was only interesting for a couple of rounds.
Yeah. I mean, they waited probably 5 years too long to do the fight. So now it's like, I don't know. But I'm sure people will watch it.
I'm done with the old man fighting, dude. That Tyson thing broke me.
Oh,
just
not...
You're not having the legs for it.
Was it the assless chaps that did it?
Well, there's a lot of things that did it about that night. But thank you, Wolchuk. We got a football's finest coming up next, Chief.
You get to play sports editor and write your newspaper headline for yesterday's Cowboys disaster. 877-881-1053. That's next year in the nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.